Trendsetters, this is episode 702 of the Transmove podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and if you have a question for the show, jump on through to the website transmove.com or send me through an email, tim@transmove.com. So, this is about the time I tell a little bit of a story before jumping into the question, but today I'm going to do things a little bit different because the person who sent in a question, well, we've got stories about him. So So today's question comes from Toby. And before we get into the question, let's talk about Toby. So Toby, I've coached for a little while. And he's, a couple times has a little bit of a break here and a little bit of a break there. Currently on a break. He's what the kids refer to on the street is having a brain break at the moment from me. And so he's currently in New Zealand, likes to travel the world, and he's, you've got to feel sorry for him. He's living the hard life. He spent most of the last year traveling all over the world, some of the most amazing places, but take away that side of things. He did an Ironman, and then he's kind of switched focuses a little, and he's got bit a little on marathon swimming. And so that's kind of been our main focus when we've worked together in recent times, is really get stuck into long distance swimming. And so he was training up to do a marathon swim, and he spent countless traveling Thailand and stuff like that. He's sometimes stuck in these tiny swimming pools, like backyard swimming pools, and he'd be doing 4K swim sessions in these bloody things. So he'd have to do these very, try not to push off the wall, or he's going to bang his head on the other end of the wall. And so he did all these swim sessions, and then when he got into big pools, he really did big swim sessions. Like sometimes, spending 5+ hours at a swimming pool, getting the miles in, ready for this marathon swim, and which is mind-numbing. You see people complain that they've spent 45 minutes in the water and they're brain dead. Here's Toby spending 5-6 hours in a swimming pool, clocking up miles. And you bloody did well too. It's easy for me to ride a long session. I can easily put a 10-15 kilometer swim session in his program, but it's another thing executing. So he did super well. And come race day, he spent months and months and months ready to go for this one big race. He had because a lot of these marathon swims, you need someone on a kayak, and some of them you'll need someone with a boat as well, to have all the nutrition and make sure you're safe and everything else that goes along with it. But anyway, he horrific weather, and so it looks like he's going to be in, for a day and a half in this bloody in the water for this race. 45 minutes into this bloody race, it gets cancelled because of the nasty weather, and it gets plucked out from the water. All that training in bloody tiny 10 meter swimming pools, through to spending 5-6 hours in bigger swimming pools to train for this one event, 45 minutes into it, race is now officially cancelled, everyone out of the water. You got to feel sorry for him for that. But anyway, he's in beautiful New Zealand at the moment, living life to the fullest. And he has got a good question that makes, I kind of like this question. He writes, a friend of mine has proposed a challenge to burn 10,000 calories in a day. How would you consider doing this? I burned around 6,500 calories when I did the Ironman, and 8,200 including the rest of the calories before and after the race. If you had the freedom to choose what sport exercises to take on, for how long on each, what are the order? So, because, I still had access to Toby's training logs, I actually went back and just double-checked that, because that of 6,500 calories for an Ironman is remarkably low. And so in that Ironman he did, it was 11,661 calories plus the calories he burnt during transitions, which I would assume would be under 20 calories for the combination. So yeah, you can instantly go, we'll just go and do an Ironman. But that's no fun. He wants to do a bloody Ironman at home or with your mate. So my first thought was, A, you need new friends. If your friends come up with this idea, just, yeah, let's go burn 12,000 calories in a day. Yay. Yeah, you need, who needs enemies when you got mates like that? Jeez. So my initial thought was, if it was something to, you know, if I was going to come up with some stupid challenge like that to burn 12,000 calories in a day, I think I would be adopting the same concept as here in Tasmania. We used to have this adventure race every year that was held by Mark Webber. You know, if you're into F1, you think, geez, that name's familiar or whatever. He was an F1 driver for Red Bull. And so every year we had the Mark Webber Challenge here in Tassie. And it was a wide range of different things that they would do in this challenge. And so it was a ridiculous price to get into it. I forget exactly how much. It hasn't been held for the best part of 10 years, unfortunately. I think it's 10 years, but it could be less. But it was actually, I think it, yeah, it might be about that. But anyway, it had, I've lost total track of mind then. So but that's right. It was something, it was either like $10,000 to enter or $20,000 to enter this race. Just to be smashed to the living hilts. It was crazy, but it was popular at the time. But what it would do is, you'd be doing a little bit of cycling, you'd do a little bit of mountain biking, you'd do some running, you'd do some kayaking. They'd even have stages where you'd jump on a little scooter and you'd have to push your way up, you know, to the next stage. And then you'd be doing a little bit of abseiling, and then you'd have to do some rock climbing. So I'd be looking at it in some form of adventure race that I would be creating completely to myself based around the facilities I have around me. So, and the more technique-focused those exercises are going to be would be done earlier on in the day. And it'd be a combo. I'd be trying to mix it. And I'd be also looking at event calendars of what's going on in your area. Is there a local running race in there? Or is there a local mountain bike races? Is there a multiple races? You sometimes pick those weekends where there's about 10 different events on in the one day. And you go, if we do that to this, we do a park run Saturday morning, or, you start off, we can do, a bit of a mountain bike ride, scoot over, you hop on some scooters, scoot over to the park run, do a park run, then we can jump on bloody, whatever, skips, push a car up a bloody hill, then scoot around, ride around to this other event, which is going to be bloody whatever, and then if we move over to here, we can do some kayaking. So I'd be looking completely at what's in your area. Are there skyscrapers in high buildings in your area? All of a sudden you might find yourself, well, what happened if we go to this part here and then we run up one of those skyscrapers and then take the lift down, and then you swim across here, and you just got to mark out as many different things as possible. And I would be, if it was me, I'd be trying, and you've got to make it exciting. 12,000 calories in a day is a lot to burn. As I said, it's the best part of an Ironman, really. So it's an all-day thing. So if you can burn a little bit more here and there, and you can make it fun, so it's not challenging as much. So look at different events and different surroundings. What happens if you rent to one of the stadiums and you can run up and down every stair in the stadium, and then you can, whatever. It's just a matter of marking different things. But I would have a look at the Mark Webber Challenge, see some of the stuff they did. They did a wide range of different things. You can run up a bloody hill with a car tire strapped around your waist to do that for 10 minutes, and all of a sudden just try and mark out. So 12,000 calories burnt in a day, I'd be looking at minimum 12 different things. So, and then towards the end of the day, there would be the mind numbing, I've just got to get through it. You can jump on a push bike if for that last little bit. The legs are, even then, a 6-hour bike ride is going to be 4,000 calories. So you got to keep that in mind, sort of thing. But having a play around as you lead into this, tracking calories, tracking burn rates as well. You can burn. Well, we all burn calories 24 hours a day. You wake up after a 6-hour sleep, you see how many calories you can burn in 6 hours sleep. It's low, but we're still burning calories in our sleep. So you hit. Let's say there's a sauna, for instance. You're going to have a half a rest. I wouldn't recommend this, but I'll say this just as an example. Let's say you decided to do some 400 meter run track sets fast straight into a sauna, because the sauna is right at the foot. Let's say you got on a treadmill in the gym. You get your heart rate to threshold, maybe a little bit above it. You run straight into the sauna. And you watch, you can probably keep that heart rate pretty damn close to the threshold if it's hot enough in there. And, as sauna is, you can get that pretty damn baking. It may not be up at threshold, but it's going to stay up there. And all of a sudden, if your heart rate's up there, you're going to be burning more calories. It's interesting, all that crap. It's cool. But I wouldn't recommend doing that. But I just say for an example. But yeah, good luck with it. You're going to have to fill us in. Give us a full rundown of how your day was, and I'll share it on the pod, because that's pretty cool. If you guys have any other questions, Transmove's where you want to be heading on to. Until next episode, hooroo.